I'd say 9-4. You got to be happy about that. You go 2-3 in this tournament. Really kind of started out, and one of my keys was, will this team get off the bus out here after that game last night and then see how well they play? Kind of struggled a little bit in the first quarter.
Yeah, and I'm probably a lot happier than what I looked on the bench. But, you know, we just a little frustrated with some of the things we're doing. And I know that was, fatigue of a three-day tournament. The heartbreaking loss last night. It's a combination of that. But the kids came out and I thought we were slow at the start, but then we figured it out and really got after it.
Well, I was going to say that they were going to take advantage of their height down there because you had Parr on there basically giving up about 6 inches to Cortez Carr, who then got in the foul trouble. Kind of changed the complex of the game for Coach Collins, where he had to basically go away with Carr, go set him on the bench for a while. Gardensee, who I think was allowed to do a little bit more. Honestly, it took us a little bit to really kind of realize that Carr's out of the ball game with our players and then start playing a more, maybe a deliberate type of offense where we start taking advantage of the weapons we have.
Well, I think so. But, I think it was just there's a lot of things early that we, and I don't know if it was the fact that he was down there. It was just, we took it right at him. Emilio Witten got an offensive rebound and did a good job of guarding him early. We didn't get some double downs that we talked about in the locker room, but for the most part, we did a good job on him and boxed him out, and he didn't get a lot of rebounds, at least early on, and then got him in foul trouble. But, a lot of guys played good again tonight, Austin and Bo, and I'm sure you're going to ask me some questions.
We came out to that second half, and I don't know if you guys noticed down there, but all they did for about 3 or 4 minutes while they were practicing was with the Grizzlies was actually just have Carson keep feeding into Cortez Carr down there. Cortez practicing some of his moves 3 feet from the basket down there. You come out, throw down a 2-3 on him. Like I said, to me, it kind of took Collins right out of the ball game. Coach Collins, and also took Carr out of the ball game too, because wherever he went, he wanted the basketball something bad. They were looking inside there, almost gave them a shot of confusion, to be truthful, and actually took him a couple minutes to realize, hey, you know what, they're in a zone and they're covering Carr down there big time.
You know, we talked about coming the second possession and coming to that zone. We wanted to be in man, but the kids, I guess, felt more comfortable starting in that zone, and then we went some full court, a little bit different press than what we saw in the first half, and I thought we really executed that, probably the best that we've ran that full court press all season.
Well, and that's what you expect on basically maybe not a true steal, but it's just a deflection.
Yeah.
Put the ball out there where who wants it next, and like I said, Gardensee was able, I think, two straight possessions to get the turnover and score off of both of those.
Well, and that's the kind of quickness that we've talked about. Get a deflection and one of our other quick guys running in there being athletic and going securing the ball, and I thought we did a good job of that. Like you said, being big and wide, we've got some long arm kids and they can get deflections. They're football players that play anticipation positions on defense, so that's something that we'll probably take a look at, maybe getting a little more of the rest of the way.
I wrote down with about 2 minutes ago in this ball game, close the game out. Something that you weren't able to do yesterday, but the deal is that you've done it many times this year already. Gardensee able to close it out, hit the froze down at the end, and play defense also down at the end of the ball game.
We did. I thought we rebounded well. I don't think we closed out the game offensively the way I would have liked, and that's maybe carryover from yesterday, but I don't know how many times I had them look up underneath you guys, which was the scoreboard, to just make sure they understood we had the lead. And that was kind of tough at a point where they figured out that they could pressure us into not running our offense, and that affected us.
Well, let's talk about a couple players real quick. Like, I want to talk about Emilio Parr right off the bat. Maybe not the offensive threat that people see, but defensive-wise, he gets a lot of cheap fouls, in my opinion. Thing is, though, he plays tough defense down there. He and Carr are really going after each other there in the third and the fourth quarter. Talk about Emilio just a little bit. And Abel got some hops, too.
Yeah, and, he did a good job. I thought he took on the challenge and was outsized, outmatched there in the post a little bit. But, he understands how to play down there, and we wanted to give him some help when we could, and in the second half we figured out how to get that help to him, and then he just did a good job of holding his own there as much as he could, and I really like his effort. He's somebody that's always going to go try to rebound, no matter if he's falling down, getting back up, and Bo Banner's the same way. Hunter Delgado got got in there finally and got us a good defensive rebound late too.
Well, and also I want to bring up a sophomore too, Caleb Tramp. It may not show up in the tapes. It won't show up also on the box score. But this young man brings a lot of things to your basketball team, defensive wise. Also going after the ball and rebounding, keeping balls alive too. Talk about Caleb real quick, like.
You know, I thought he was able to play some more minutes tonight. That's the thing we're having with him is just being able to get him some rest and get him out there for little spurts and then get him back in. But, yeah, he did a good job. You know, he's long. He's athletic.
He's got basketball smarts,
too. He's got some basketball smarts and positioning. He understands a little bit and anticipates well also.
All right, Coach. Ulysses comes up. You actually get to make the bus trip home tonight, kind of relax and rest a little bit for Sunday, review some tape. Ulysses is not a given, you go down there. This is going to be a good basketball
club. They play well at home this year, and they got a big win against Holcomb there, and Holcomb's a solid team. So, we can't take anything for granted now. I mean, I don't think our kids do anyway, but whether it's the number one team in the state or the last team in the state, we got to come out and be focused on what we need to do.